To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Saquon Barkley, if you could not bleep the bed this week, as you have done for countless weeks previously, that'd be great.
He's already attacked that big, giant, inflatable Easter bunny that got put in the locker room, so I think he's on the right side.
I'll just tell you, I need it. All right, you understand. I'm playing Daryl in the first round of the playoffs. You didn't hear about this today because I'm going Teddy Roosevelt. I'm walking softly and I'm carrying a big stick. And what that means is you're only going to hear about this playoff matchup with Daryl because it's a 2-week thing once I beat him.
I really thought you were going to go man in the arena there. And I was like, oh, that's interesting for the digital fantasy football players that we're talking about.
What's man in the arena?
Is it too rough on you today?
Man in the arena. Man in the arena, the big, like, the Teddy Roosevelt quote that talks, well, Bron had it posted everywhere. It's one of those, it basically talks about don't criticize the person that steps foot in the arena unless you're willing to be that person themselves. I'm loosely doing this, obviously. Yeah. Basically, it makes it okay to tell fans that they stink for being fans and because they're not the ones doing it.
No, every athlete
across like the last 30 years has used that to justify why they think very little of fans because they're not the ones that are actually putting themselves into the arena, into the game, so to speak. And for that, those people for even attempting are better than the people that they're just, observe.
No, I'm a man of the people. I can't do that.
Okay, then.
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
I always looked at it as a very rude saying for all the fans. That not what Roosevelt was going for, by the way.
Yeah, well, shocking that, 100 years later, we would twist some of these words and take it out of context, get it wrong. However, we are talking about Shedeur Sanders. We're talking about the final four games. What's at stake here? How much does winning matter for Shador's chances to get the gig next year?
I don't think winning matters at all in this context. I really don't. I think if you lost four games and they looked exactly the same like this last game where you ended up losing by a couple points here and there or whatever, but he put up these numbers, I'm not really... Now, the part that I would be like, wait, does Shedeur not... Does he not know how to close out games? Does he not know how to... What part of winning does he not know how to do? But I've seen Stefanski find ways to mess up these games so often that I would not be able to put that at the feet of Shedeur. Conversely, if you win four straight games and they're all 10-8 finals and Shador's got throwing for 75 yards and 130 yards and 100 yards, I won't be like, but see, he won the final four games down the stretch. I think that would be lunacy, too.
In the interest of negating recency bias, let's say that his next four games are some mix. Let's say the perfect in-between of the first two games and yesterday. So you're probably getting two, maybe three touchdowns, probably a turnover. And he looks good, but, he doesn't look great. Let's go there, right? Then I do think winning matters. I don't know you need to win even two games, but I think you got to get at least one win down the stretch.
I'm okay with that if you end up... Well, again, is that the Bengals win in week 18 when Joe Burrow's rested? Hendrickson is already out for the season now after the news today.
You need to get a win. Okay. I just don't think we can nitpick wins at this point. Again, I think you're right.
But I don't think it's mandatory either,
A win
though.
Against the Bears, Steelers, or Bills goes a hell of a lot
farther.
The
difference for myself is it's not mandatory to me. You could lose the remaining four games. Now, do I want this to happen? Obviously not. I'd rather you win.
Seems like you want them
to
lose.
Well, it actually wouldn't be horrible for draft position, so maybe I take that back. But like, you could lose every game for the rest of the season, and if he looks like he did yesterday, I'm not going to be upset by it. I will wonder what happened to the defense. Because if you're losing these games and he's putting up games like he did yesterday, where it's 400 total purpose yards all by himself, you're wondering what happened to the defense.
It's even, I'll take 250. I'll take a strong 250 and two touchdowns or three touchdowns and one or no interceptions, right?
Yeah, I just can't be the person that constantly tells you that. I think quarterback wins isn't the stat I rely on when it comes to the regular season. Postseason, it's a little bit of a different story. Do I wish that he win all these games and also look great? Yes, but is it mandatory for myself? Not right now.
216-474-0092. How much does winning matter to Shador's future? So winning down this stretch run here, I think there are going to be Browns fans. Now, listen, there's a segment of Browns fans who claim yesterday wasn't enough in the first place. But I think if you have four more games the way that yesterday looked, but they're all losses, I would not be surprised if there are people who still want to take a quarterback in April.
And I wouldn't be surprised by that either, but let me put it this way. Deshaun year two went 5-1. Did anybody leave year two being like, this guy's got it? Like, nobody did. You know, nobody did with good reason. Like, we all looked at it for what it was. We looked at it for, it was a 5-1 record. He did get a lot of wins in year two, oddly enough. But Deshaun wasn't the reason for a lot of those wins. And in those games, he didn't look particularly good. And so that's why I think it's really important that we kind of focus in on what Shador is able to do and kind of leave the win-loss part of this maybe to the back burner for at least the four games.
All right, let's go with Tom in Chagrin. Welcome to the show, Tom in Chagrin.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Doing well. What you got for us, buddy?
Good, man. So I want to get your opinion on something or get your thoughts. So if Shador balls out for the next four games, and by balls out, I mean, doesn't have to win all four games, right? But let's say if he did, my concerns are this. If he wins all four, it probably keeps a quarterback off the draft card next year, right? Now they can go after somebody else. If he doesn't win all four, let's say he wins one out of the four, but he still has good games like he did yesterday. Plays pretty solid. My fear is they're still going to go after a quarterback. And then potentially, would they use Shador as trade bait to get a receiver or move up in the draft?
Tom, we appreciate you. I don't know. I think there's going to be a segment of people who go, well, if Shador isn't enough to take the quarterback position, how much trade value can he have?
I would look at it more like, don't you then just, you have your backup quarterback and he's insurance. But also I would also look at it like maybe Shador ends up doing what they did with Drake May in New England, where in fact the starting, like Mendoza would sit for the first 6, 7, 8 weeks or whatever. And Shador would be the starter until you feel like Mendoza's 100% ready. And you kind of make that the transition.
I think the concern is though.
And then if Shador goes off, then he goes off. And then you just kind of, you would delay Mendoza's development then though.
Yeah.
So that becomes tough.
I think the concern is going to be with Shador, I think there's going to be a lot of questions, not on this show, but around the NFL, which means that there's going to be conversations in the Browns organization, depending on who's still in that organization. We know Shador is comfortable being the face of the team. How comfortable is he really, or how good of a fit is he as a backup? And I look to other guys who are huge personalities. That was a big concern for Baker Mayfield when he got jettisoned out of Carolina. And he was able to disprove it, by the way, quickly in L.A., and then he didn't really have to deal with it since. Cam Newton, at the end of his career. There's a reason Cam didn't spend the next, you know, the 5 years after being a starter as a backup, because people said, why would you do that to your starting quarterback?
Yeah. I think we're just putting the cart before the horse, though. Let's see him ball out, and then that can be a good problem that we have to deal with. But I even to the caller's point, though, like, I'm not going to make a massive deal over wins, losses versus how it looks and the stats attached to it all. Like, I can't do that right now.
Terry in Euclid. Welcome to the show, Terry.
Hey, what's happening, man?
Not much, buddy.
Hey, Terry.
Couple things here. First of all, the running game for the Titans looked so good, maybe because Malik Collins was out, and it showed you how much valuable he was. Now, getting to Shador,
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
There's no way that I would draft a quarterback next year. First of all, is the quarterback class better the year after that, or is it better this year?
It is, but this stuff always moves, though.
The quarterback class is going to be better the year after that.
It should be, Terry, but people said that about last year's quarterback class, too, where they're like, oh, the 2026 one's going to be stocked and loaded, and then you fast forward, and it, in fact, was not stocked and loaded.
Well, I don't see this class being stocked and loaded.
That's what I'm talking about. In 2025, when we were talking about Shador versus Cam Ward and all those quarterbacks, they said, but 2026 has Klubnik, it's got Nussmeier, it's got Sellers, it's got potentially Arch Manning, it's got all these people. And then we fast forward, and the two people that are highlighted are two people that we didn't even expect in Mendoza and Moore, and the expected quarterbacks fell off. That's why it always changes.
The other thing I want to get to. Stefanski should be fired for this reason and main reason. You're a coach. You don't worry about next year. You don't worry about developing guys. You win now. Just think if they were to put that type of mentality in. The Steelers are 7-6 and lead their division. Just think if we were 5-7 or 6-6 right now, which we very well could have been. We'd be in the hunt for the division this year. And see, that's the thing I don't understand. This whole organization was geared to lose this year, and that's what happened because your mentality was to lose because you didn't think you had your quarterback. And also, the last thing I want to say is you put two quarterbacks on this roster that were veterans and jettisoned them. Then you had two rookies. Then you're going to say Shador is a backup. Backups don't get reps. Well, if you knew you were going to do that, why wouldn't you get your backup going from throwing to the ball boy to the number one receiver? That don't make sense to me. It's not the same situation as another backup that actually had a chance to play and play with the starters or even the second teamers. So this is why he should be fired, because they had no plan on what they were doing with the quarterback this year. Thank you.
Terry, we appreciate you. Listen, I think Stefanski, you can fire him off the first 5 years he was here. You can fire him off the last 2 years. And you can fire him off Deshaun Watson failing here. And you can also fail that he looked at Dylan Gabriel and thought Dylan was worth more of an investment early in the run here than Shador was. And what that means is I'll leave the door cracked for, you know what, we just thought Dylan was more NFL ready. But as a coach, you should understand the difference between NFL ready and NFL ceiling. And understand the value of the reps you give. You getting Dylan Gabriel 100% ready to play, if that 100% still is only good enough to be a backup, while the kid that needed a little bit more work but might possibly get to a starter level in the near future, that was your decision, that's still fireable no matter how you frame the situation.
And we should add to this conversation, if Dylan Gabriel doesn't get hurt in the concussion, we don't know that Shador would have actually seen the field this year.
Yeah.
That in and of itself is also coaching malpractice. And if they did get him on the field, it wouldn't have been with a long enough runway to really fully get the look that you need in order to see what he can do. And you wouldn't have seen what you saw this last week. And then, you talk about an epic fail. That would have been it. They lucked into this. In many ways, they've lucked into the situation that they're currently in, and that we might have a franchise quarterback or a quarterback we can even use for next year and evaluate more off of. And it's not because of anything they did.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.